Good evening, Unalaska. Welcome to the Unalaska City Council meeting of Tuesday, April 27, 2021. Call it to order 6:01 PM. At this time, I'll ask the city clerk to read the public comments regarding COVID communications.
Yes, sir. The mayor and city council value and encourage community input at meetings of the city council. There is a time limit of 3 minutes per person per topic. Options for public comment are to be in person at the meeting, by telephone or Zoom. If you participate by telephone or Zoom, please notify the city clerk if you'd like to provide comment by using Zoom features, such as chat, message, or raise your hand, or *9 by telephone, or during regular business hours in advance of the meeting. Written comment is accepted up to 1 hour before the meeting begins by email, regular mail, fax, or hand delivery to the city clerk, which will be read during the meeting. Please include your name.
Okay, thank you, city clerk. At this time, I'd like a roll call vote. Roll call, please.
Yes, sir. Bell?
Here.
Coleman?
Here.
Gregory?
Here.
Nicholson? Robinson? Mr. Robinson? Tungle?
Here.
Tudiakov?
Here.
Mr. Robinson?
He's on?
Mr. Mayor, he's here, but unfortunately, I believe he's muted. And
for Mr. Nicholson, he called and asked to be excused. He's traveling. At this time, I'll ask Councilman Bell to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Councilman Bell. Need a motion and a second to adopt the agenda.
Make a motion to adopt the agenda.
Second. Second.
Moved by Councilman Tungle and seconded by Councilman Coleman. Sorry. Roll call.
Yes, sir. Gregory?
Aye.
Coleman?
Yes.
Tungle?
Yes.
Robinson?
Yes.
Bell?
Yes.
And on a vote of 5-0, the agenda has been adopted. Our next item is item 5, a presentation of the Community Extra Mile Award. This evening, we'll be presenting an Extra Mile Award to Wilma Adams and John Conwell. So if you'll join me at the table here, we'll do it. Thank you. Congratulations for receiving. Congratulations to Wilma Adams. The City of Unalaska recognizes Wilma Adams of the Unalaska City School District for going the extra mile. Wilma has been a teacher in Unalaska for 39 years. Wilma has taught third grade from 1982 through 1990, 8 years. And kindergarten from 1990 to 2021, 31 years. Over her teaching career in Unalaska, she has taught approximately 1,800 88 students. The City of Unalaska thanks you for going the extra mile, for your time, dedication, outstanding service that has made a difference and touched so many lives. The Extra Mile Award is presented to citizens within the community who have done the extra mile to assist with the city function, event, or specific incident. Awarded in April 2021. Congratulations.
I would love to. I was just going to say thank you so much to all of you for thinking of this. This is just, it's a real honor. And I love my job. I don't remember all 1,000, how many names, but every one of the kids were so special. I can't imagine teaching anywhere else. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Wilma Adams. Next, we would like to recognize Mr. John Conwell. The City of Unalaska recognizes John Conwell of the Unalaska City School District for going the extra mile. John Conwell has been with the City of Unalaska School District for 24 years. He served as the assistant principal from 1997 to 2001, 4 years. The 5th and 12th grade principal from 2001 to 2007 for 6 years, and the superintendent from 2007 to 2021, 14 years. The City and Community of Unalaska has been fortunate beneficiaries of your time, commitment, and we extend our endless thanks for your countless hours of service here in the home, here at home, and representing our school district beyond our shores in advocating for our district. The City of Unalaska thanks you for going the extra mile. The extra mile is presented to citizens within the community who have gone the extra mile to assist with the city functions, event, or special incident. Awarded April 2021. Congratulations, Mr. John Conwell.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, City Council. I just feel very honored. It's just been a real privilege to serve this community and the children here in the community. And I just wanted to dispel the myth that student number one for Ms. Adams was Frank Kelty. He was not student number one. So I'm just so honored to be with Wilma tonight. She's a master teacher and a long time teacher here, and she will be missed as well. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Ms. Adams and Ms. John Conwell. Well-deserved award, and we thank you in this community for all you did. Thank you very much.
One more round.
John has also been a really outstanding member of the Ballyhoo Lions Club, and been a leader in that organization that served this community for years and years. So he's going to be missed. Thank you, John.
Yeah, I want to thank Boro Puma. Four kids, I know, John, you went through with my boy for a lot of, but Ms. Adams, you know, all my four kids went through your the grades that you teach, and John, I thank you for putting up with my boy back in the day, so I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. So I'm from a family of educators, so I can totally appreciate the work and effort every day that you guys do. And I know that, you know, my parents were, when it was time, they're gone. So I, especially with Ms. Adams, wow. So again, thank you. I know that you guys work will remain in the hearts and minds of every student from now on. So thanks again.
Councilman Gregory?
We should all say hello to Joel. I haven't seen him in a long time. This is Adams and son, who's graduated from our high school.
Councilman Bell, or?
Yeah, I'll say the same thing. Thank you for all the dedication and years you guys have put into this community. It's hard to see such experience and dedication go, but best of luck in the future. So, thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Bell. Councilman Robinson?
Yes, thank you. We have some very, very big shoes to fill in both Wilma and John. Really solid part of our school, and they're going to be sorely missed. I have seven children that at one point or another they were touched by their lives. My kids' lives were touched by the dedication of these two people, and I really appreciate you. And we, like I said, we have some serious shoes to be filled here. I don't think it's going to be one or two people that can fill them, but it's going to be multiple people that'll be required to fill them. Thank you for your service.
Thank you, Councilman Robinson. And again, from the council and the community, thank you very much for what you both have contributed to this community. Thank you very much. Okay, we'll move on to our next item. Find my glasses. Okay. Next item is 6, approving the minutes of the previous meetings, April 12th, April 13th, and April 20th. Need a motion and a second?
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes of April 12th, April 13th, and April 20th.
Second.
Moved by Councilman Gregory, seconded by Councilman Tungle. May I have a roll call vote, please?
Yes, sir. Tungle?
Yes.
Gregory?
Aye.
Robinson?
Yes.
Bell?
Yes.
Coleman?
Yes.
On a vote of 5-0, the minutes have been approved for April 12th, 13th, and 20th. 2021. Our next item is number 7, and it's our city manager report. We'll turn it over to Aaron.
Yes, thank you, Mayor and Council. The report is in your packet, and I'm available if there are any questions. I do have a couple of things I'd like to highlight. One is that the virtual state legislative fly-in is set to occur this Thursday morning, April 29th, as our COVID-friendly alternative to the regular spring Juneau lobby trip. Participants will include Mayor Chudiakov, Council Members Robinson, Gregory, and Bell, as well as Diane Bloomer, our state lobbyist, and myself. Diane, Michelle, and I, and the mayor, have put together a schedule and an outline that we can all work from, and that has been shared with the participants already. It should be in your inbox digitally and in your inbox. Just as a reminder, so those that are participating will be meeting at 7:30 in Zoom land on Thursday morning prior to our 8 o'clock start with other individuals. So we'll just have an internal 7:30 meeting so we can get our everything straight. A couple of points I'd like to add that are not included in the report. One, please pencil into your calendars a special meeting Monday, the 10th. This meeting will focus in on utility rates. The other thing that I just wanted to make sure everybody is aware of is the Planning Department has printed off your updated CMMP scroll, so that should be in your inboxes as well. So with that, that's all I have for you, and I'm happy to answer any questions that you might have.
Thank you, Aaron. I'll go through my list here for the council member comments. Councilman Robinson.
Yes, thank you. Don't have anything at this point. I do need to give you a call in the next day or so to see if we can come in and meet with you. But at this point, I don't have anything. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Councilman Tungo?
Yeah, it's nothing here. We heard anything from Raven? Still getting questioned. A lot of people are still inquiring on what they're doing with the Alaska Airlines partnership.
Yeah, I do not have an update. And is Peggy on the line?
Yes, I'm on the line.
Do you have an update for us about Raven?
I don't. I can tell you that those discussions between Alaska Airlines and Raven Air are proprietary. And so they're going to give us general dates, which they're right now sticking to mid-May. And that's all the information I have on that.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Councilman Tungo. Next, I've got Councilman Gregory.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I don't really have anything other than in the Raven field. When I got off the airplane, or we landed, the gal said, you know, welcome to Dutch Harbor. And so when I was going out, I said, you know, that it would be nice if he would say, on Alaska. And she looked at me like, huh? And so I pointed to the sign on the building. And I said, look, that's what it is. The City of Unalaska, International Port of Dutch Harbor. So please, I would remind folks, just you can make
was
a comment.
Was that the greeter?
Mr. Mayor?
Was that the greeter? Or?
Stewardess.
Mr. Mayor?
Yeah.
I have a little bit. I flew back from Texas 3 days ago, and I checked in on Alaskan Airlines, and they checked my luggage all the way to Dutch Harbor. So they made that connection, and they said, we've never done this before, but we can now. So something's happening.
Great. Good. We have Councilman Coleman.
I have no questions. Thank you.
Councilman Bell.
Yeah, excuse me. Has there been any contact lately from DOT? From what I understand, they were talking with the FAA, and just wondering if there's any new news.
No new news. Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, we're looking forward to talking to our legislative representatives and people from Juneau, and it's a very important time for us as a community to have that discussion with them about our needs and wants and where we are. Being the largest fishing community in the state, in the country, we need a little more attention, and we haven't been able to do that for last year and a half because of the COVID. This is a start to have this virtual fly-in. So we have 15 to 20 minutes with each individual from Juneau. So it's not necessarily a long time, but it is some time to air our needs and wants.
I would also add to Councilmember Bell's question. We were able to get a meeting with the commissioner of DOT commissioner. So that might be an opportunity for us to talk a little bit more about the master plan.
Yeah. Okay. So maybe we'll get more information on your question there, Mr. Bell. Okay. Well, being no further questions from the council, we'll move on to the next item, which is financials for March 2021. I'll turn it over to city manager or finance.
Ed. Yes, and I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to our finance director, Ed.
All right. Good evening, Mayor, Council. For March, basically the target percentage is 75%. So as you see those percentages, we go down. You want to 75% is the 9 out of 12 that we're trying to shoot for. We've exceeded it in revenue. On the revenue side, it's at 83%, so that's an 8% over where we had targeted. just some more information on the revenue as we go down and we look at those different. We hate seeing those negative numbers there on the for the month there of March. The $47.93 in regards to sales tax, the reason that's a negative number is basically the refunds to the senior citizens of the community. And that's what that number represents. As far as the investment earnings, that one's a little twisted right now, I guess, as, you know, as America gets back to work and stuff, and in the city's investments is heavily invested in, you know, a lot of car manufacturers, GM, Toyota, certain things like that. They're waiting on microchips, so that all has an effect on the overall value of the fund. Just for perspective, in the investment account in March, it earned $542,000 in interest, $2.77 million year-to-date, but the value went down $577,000 in the month of March and $2.5 over the course of the year. So that's why you see that difference of $34,686. As we go down, if there are no questions with revenue, we go look at the expenses. In regards to expenses in the general fund, we're at 61% of the budget expenses, which is 14% below target, as well as $1.3 million less than year-to-date in 2020. Overall, capital projects is down $10.6 million. That might just be a timing thing. It's trying to dig into that a little deeper. In regards to the very bottom, if you could scroll down just a little bit, I think the important thing to see here overall as far as health of the organization is a little further. Right there, if you look at that bottom line, the surplus deficit line, and in regards to the deficit for March of $797,753, you know, basically we brought in less than we put out, essentially, for the month of March. But year to date, overall, it's at $5.6 million surplus. Now, if you compare that to where we were year to date in 2020, it was at the year to date was at a deficit of $736,000. So it's an improvement of $6.4 million year over year. So it's not quite as bleak as it seems. It's as America opens up again, I think that you'll see this trend upwards, and we're kind of right on target for where we need to be. Next page. All right, the proprietary funds, I tried to take a deeper dive into these. I know we're always reciting percentages and this and that and everything. It doesn't really tell the whole story. So I wanted to try to point out some of the highlights in the different funds as far as, like, electric. If you see that top line, obviously we've been talking about it all year, the deficit in revenues of $4.7 million. But if you also look at the expenses, there's a reduction of $4 million. So the difference is in that gap is actually closing. For the month of March, if you take out the overhaul on one of the generators, they would have been in the positive. So I think they're getting much more efficient. If we go into water, the other thing I highlighted in water is they've improved their revenue by $78,000 year over year, as well as cut expenses by $2.8 million, but, you know, part of that is capital projects on, you know, and it's kind of skews it a little bit. So we go down to wastewater. They improved their revenue year over year by $134,000 and cut expenses by $249,000. It's going to solid waste. They improved their revenue by $65,000. And reduce their expenses by $904,000. As we turn the next page, ports and harbors, they were the rock stars for the month of March, bringing in $840,862 with an expenses of $715,000, so a surplus of $125,000. Overall, we see the down, you know, I can't put lipstick on that, but there's $789,000 is a deficit in their revenue, but part of that is timing. They have about that much in AR, I believe. As far as their expenses are down $936,000. So theoretically, their expenses are lowered more than their revenue. So that's a great thing. Airport, I think the airport's going to come into its own in the summertime here. $1,000 over where it was last year at this time. Expenses are $5,000. Part of that is cleaning, just deep cleaning. The proprietary fund for housing, the 12190, that's revolves around just having, I don't know what the occupancy rate is, but it's much higher than it was in previous months. And the repairs and upgrades that they're doing to make the housing units more efficient. So that's all I had. If you guys had any questions for me.
Okay, thank you for that report. I'll go through the council here. Councilman Coleman.
Yes, thank you. I don't have any questions for you.
Thank you, Councilman Coleman. Councilman Bell.
Yeah, I was just noticing here, and I want to thank you and appreciate what you've done here so far in the short period of time you've gotten here. It really shows that you are getting a good understanding of the finances of the city and knowledgeable about a lot of the whys of why things are happening the way they are. So I just want to say thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Councilman Bell. Councilman Tungle.
Yeah, no question. Thank you for the presentation. That kind of pinpoint a lot of good stuff that we don't understand sometimes. But thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, thank you, Councilman Tungle. Councilman Robinson.
Yes, thank you. So gone are the days where we had a surplus of roughly $6 to $7 million a year that we could put into capital projects. And that's kind of where some of the history of my wanting to see things tightened up a little bit. But anyway, appreciate it. Thank you. I have no further questions.
Thank you, Councilman Robinson. Councilman Gregory.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor. On the airport fund, what percentage of that building is producing revenue?
I would ask Peggy to join in for to help me with the answer that question.
Lisa.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
I couldn't really give you an accurate percentage. The entire upstairs, all the vendor spots, obviously the travel agencies, the restaurant, there's vending machines there and cash machines and advertisements. That's all revenue generating. There's some consideration to how the utilities are paid for in the leases, which assumes a certain amount of common space. So common space would be, you know, the passenger waiting areas, the restrooms. So that's not necessarily generating revenue. The downstairs, there's a certain amount of storage that is leased to some of the vendors and then also to different city departments. Did that answer your question, Councilman Gregor?
Yes. Yes. Thank you very much. That's all I have.
Okay, thank you, Councilman Gregory. That it? Okay, I don't have any further questions unless there's more from the council. Okay, well, thank you. Okay,
very good.
Okay, at this time, we'll move on to item number 8, community input and announcements. Members of the public may provide information to the council and make announcements of interest to the community. At this time, I want to make an announcement. I received an email just now from Dale Ruckman of DOT, and he said that Jane Ruckman is retiring this year with 30 years and at the school. So I'd like to do a shout out to Jane Ruckman, and we'll work on getting you in front of the council, possibly in the next meeting, for a presentation. Thank you very much for your time. Sorry we did not get the word in time, but we will honor your service to the community, and thank you very much. Any further comments from the public? Okay. Next item is the item number nine, public comments on agenda items. Time for members of the public to provide information to the council regarding items on the agenda. Members of the public may also speak when the issue comes up on the regular agenda by notifying the city clerk. Okay, no one? Okay. Let's see. Let me check my agenda there. Hold on. Sorry about that. Lost my announcements. Okay, the next item is the public hearing. Members of the public may testify about any item set for public hearing. Any motion? Second. The first item is item 10A, Ordinance 2021-06, second reading, amending Title 11 of the Unalaska Code of Ordinance to establish an enhanced 9/11 system and establish an enhanced 9/11 customer surcharge. And our next item under public hearing is item 10B, Ordinance 2021-08, second reading, creating a budget amendment number 6 to the fiscal year 2021 budget, recognizing state DHSS grant revenue of $210,171.93 and increasing the expenditures by $210,171.93 and the COVID Relief Special Revenue Fund to improve access to COVID-19 vaccine and decrease health inequities. Are there any comments from the public? All right, thank you. We'll move on to item number 11. Regular agenda. Persons wishing to speak on the agenda must first notify the city clerk. 11A, unfinished business. Item 1, Ordinance 2021-06, second reading, amending Title 11 of the Unalaska Code of Ordinance to establish an enhanced 9/11 system and establish enhanced 9/11 customer surcharge.
I'll move to adopt Ordinance 2021-06.
Second.
Moved by Councilman Gregory, seconded by Councilman Tungle. I'll turn it over to City Manager.
Great. Thank you, Mayor and Council. This is the third time that Council has seen this item. Public Safety Director Chief King walked Council through what E911 actually is and what the surcharge might help support during a work session. At the last council meeting, Chief King addressed additional questions that came from council and presented this ordinance for its first reading. The ordinance before you tonight was developed, again, in consultation with the city attorney, and no changes have been made since the first reading. Staff recommends approval.
Okay, thank you. I'll call on council members for comments or questions regarding Ordinance 2021-06. Councilman Tungle?
No question, just a comment. I think this is a good program, and this will help out for some expenses for the police station. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Tungo. Councilman Robinson?
Yes, thank you. Stepping into this current century on this one. However, our cell phone service will probably still lack in the ability for people to call in 911. But looking forward to some change here soon. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Robinson. Councilman Coleman?
Thank you. Just a comment. I'm actually glad that after our last discussion, we came to learn that we were able to use this money retroactively towards our those projects to put this in place. So I think that was a big reason for my supporting this, is that we can use that retroactively, and that those funds can reimbursement, so to speak. So yeah, I think that was a good option there.
Okay, thank you, Councilman Coleman. Councilman Bell?
I'll just say I'm in support of this ordinance, and I have no further questions. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Bell. Councilman Gregory?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I am supportive of the ordinance. Thanks.
Okay, thank you. I believe it's a call for a roll call.
Yes, sir. Tungle?
Yes.
Robinson?
Yes.
Gregory?
Aye.
Bell?
Yes.
Coleman?
Yes.
Thank you. With five yes and zero no's, ordinance 2021, second reading, has passed. Next item is ordinance 2021-08, second reading, creating a budget amendment number 6 to the fiscal year 2021 budget, recognizing the state DHSS grant revenue of $210,171,093 and increasing the expenditures by $210,171.93 in the coronavirus relief special revenue fund to improve access to COVID-19 vaccine, decrease health inequities. Motion and second.
Move to adopt ordinance 2021-8.
Second.
Moved by Councilman Tungle and seconded by Councilman Bell. At this time, we'll have the city manager review.
Yes, thank you. No changes have been made to this ordinance between the first and second reading. Again, this budget amendment allows for us to accept and spend grant funding that will be used to help offset the costs associated with our mass vaccination efforts. Staff recommends approval.
Okay, thank you. Stan, I'll call on council and for comments or questions. Councilman Robinson.
I support this. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Robinson. Councilman Gregory?
Nothing for me. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Gregory. Councilman Coleman?
Thank you. I have no questions.
Thank you, Councilman Coleman. Thank Councilman Tungle?
Yep, just one comment. It's always, as I said before, nice to have an amendment where we're getting some money back, so I will be in full support of this.
Great. Thank you, Councilman Tungle. Councilman Bell?
No questions. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Bell. There being no further questions or comments from council, I'll call for a roll call.
Yes,
on
sir.
Ordinance 2021-08.
Bell?
Yes.
Gregory?
Aye.
Robinson?
Yes.
Coleman?
Yes.
Tungle?
Yes.
On a vote of five and yes and zero no's, the ordinance 2021-08 has passed its second reading. Our next item is our regular agenda. Persons wishing to speak on the regular agenda item must notify the city clerk. Let's see. Next item is the unfinished business. Item 1, Ordinance 2021-06. Second reading, amending Title 11 of the Unalaska Code of Ordinance to establish an enhanced 9/11 system and establish enhanced 9/11 customer surcharges.
Excuse me, Mayor.
Mr. Mayor, I believe we're in the new business.
Oh, okay. Sorry, went through that. I didn't check it out. All right, item B. Sorry. Resolution 2021-20, resolution of the Unalaska City Council continuing measures to protect public health. City Manager, motion.
I make that's 20.
Second.
Thank you. Councilman Tungle moved and seconded by Councilman Coleman. Now I'll turn it over to City Manager.
Yes, thank you, Mayor and Council. I will say that as of yesterday, we are back down to the medium risk level, so that is a good thing. The resolution that you have before you this evening has no changes since the previous meetings. And as Council might remember, at the last Council meeting, you did not change the resolution. So everything before you remains as it has been. This resolution itself is set to expire on May 12th and will be revisited by City Council at the May 11th meeting.
Okay, thank you. I'll call Council for comments on this resolution 2021-20. Councilman Bell.
I'm not sure if these numbers are tracked in the way I want to ask this question, but do we have an estimate of the percentage of residents in this community that have had the opportunity to be vaccinated or have been vaccinated?
So that is the question, I think, on many people's minds, right? So, and we've talked about this quite a bit, and Melanie, I'm going to take a stab at answering this, and I've talked a lot with Melanie, and so she can chime in if I've gone too far off. But basically what we've done, we're trying to estimate, so it's difficult to track, right, based on who is actually a resident, you know, who's coming in from vessels or, you know, support industry. If we estimate that our population is about 10,000, then we can look at the numbers that we have. And then it looks like as though we've vaccinated fully about 40% of that. So that's kind of the estimate that we're going with. The other bit of useful information that I know that I've used, you can go on to the state's, they have a dashboard that is focused on vaccinations. And again, there's some challenges with how this gets reported and tracked, but they are tracking vaccinations on a regional level. And it looks like, and it's been a few days since I've been on there, but it looks like that is our 40% estimate for our 10,000 population estimate for our area is along the lines as same as the region. I think the region is coming in at about 43%. And I just heard, I just read in a email that the state sends out on a regular basis. It looks like statewide, the vaccination rate is approaching 50%. I want to say about 49%. Lots of estimates, but that's really where we're at.
So when there is an opportunity for vaccinations, are the numbers way down on number of people being vaccinated just because of the opportunity's been there for a while?
Yep.
For people to be vaccinated?
No, I think that's a really good question and something also that we've talked about. So I think one of the last big vaccination events that we had that was open to everyone. And again, we've been open to everybody for a while, but we had a big vaccination event that was all day on a Saturday, and I think we had 27 people come. So we're really now to the point where the clinics are likely going to be able to just kind of manage the folks that come in and are looking for vaccines. I mean, obviously, we'll continue our efforts to educate the community of the value of that. But yeah, it looks like at this point, everybody that has eagerly wanted a vaccine has taken advantage of that opportunity.
Okay, thank you. And then I guess I'm not sure how to answer this question or ask this question, but as far as education moving forward, for those that are still hesitant about vaccination, where is any of that information either coming from the state or from health organizations? Or I think, yeah, I'm not sure how to ask that question, but yeah.
So that, I think that's a common topic, and the state is pushing things out, and I know AML is now trying to push things out. They've kind of done a roll up your sleeve for summer, you know, kind of campaign, and so we can certainly explore locally how we embrace that. I know that KUCB has done some public service announcement. They've aired public service announcements encouraging vaccination efforts, and we certainly when there's room on our news releases, we tack on information about the value of those vaccinations. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, I think that does. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Councilman Bell. Next, we've got Councilman Robinson.
Yes, I don't have anything. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Robinson. Councilman Gregory.
Yep, thank you, Mr. Mayor. Because I'm disappointed that 40% is not very good. I mean, maybe we need to redouble our efforts to try to get some education out there or something. But, I would hope that we've been higher than that. But I guess we can keep trying.
Thank you, Councilman Gregory. Councilman Tungle.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. So with a 40%, I guess there are some young ones that's why the percentage is kind of low, because of the younger generation that are not available to be vaccinated yet, right?
That is a good point. So that includes, so that 10,000 includes those individuals who really aren't even eligible at this point. So one would hope that, and right now, you know, what's being studied are the 12 and up age group. So one would hope once that becomes available that the number would increase slightly. Now, you know, I've talked with Melanie about it, and we're just estimating. I'm going to turn around and look at John, but I think, you know, if you just look at the school population, I mean, I think then we're just kind of looking at a couple hundred more of eligible folks, but still certainly a couple hundred more is still a good thing, right?
Yeah. So that percentage will go up once we get those young. So that's did true. Did we do 16 and up so far?
So right now, Pfizer is the only one that's approved for 16 and up. Moderna and the Johnson & Johnson are approved for 18 and up. But if individuals that are 16 and that 17 age group, if they are interested in being vaccinated and their families, they can contact the clinics, and we'll be making sure that they can order the Pfizer. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So with those 16 and up vaccinated, they pretty much got the second doses already on the Pfizer and Moderna on the adult part that wanted the vaccine.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Tungle. Councilman Coleman.
So I see the CDC came out with new guidelines for face for masks, for coverings. But I see, according to our current mandates, it doesn't really affect anything. Ours is basically if you're, you know, in a closed area at a business, we're requiring face coverings. So I don't see how it was interesting information about vaccinated versus unvaccinated and how who should and should not be, you know, wearing the covering. So I don't see any contradictions in what we have in our current mandates that would, you know, ask us to revisit that. Other than that, I don't see anything. I mean, we're not changing anything. You're not asking to change anything in our mandate, mm-hmm. So I don't see any problems there. I do cautious people about getting relaxed in some of your attempts. You know, look at what's going on in India. So it's, you know, It's still there, and so I hope that people please stay vigilant. I'd love to just totally lift all of these, but right now, I don't feel like we can. So thank you.
Okay, thank you, Councilman Coleman. I know where this discussion is headed for. At what point will the community of Unalaska see getting back to some kind of normal? I don't know, in discussion with Aaron and the clinic or EOC, we've had the discussion several times in the last month. I believe myself that if we go with this medium level for another month without any outbreak within the community, major outbreak, we're well ahead. But I'd still continue to monitor, say people need to wear their masks, social distance, and get the vaccine if you haven't had it. That's the only way we're going to protect ourselves and our community. So we'll get a better idea when the EOC again revisits some of the mandates that are in. I know you had a question on the mandates, but until we get comfortable that there is a good, comfortable feeling that things are in good place, then we will lower those. Another thing you need to understand is bee season is getting ready to start. People are going to be influxing here in the next 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks here. And we need to be very careful on gathering limits and, you know, be your own protector. Be your own wise individual self and wear the mask when grouping together. So with that, I'll leave it there. I didn't have anything else unless there's other comments from the council. Okay.
Yes, Mr. Mayor.
Councilman Robinson.
Sorry, I feel that this is going to drag on quite a ways, that we have to take these protective measures simply to protect all of the public. And one of the driving things is I find it astonishing how many people have turned their back on science in this pandemic. And it's going to take more vaccines, in the arms in order for us to relax any of these restrictions. I just hope people will come around. That's all I have. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Councilman Robinson. This time I'll call for a roll call on public comment? Public comments?
None, sir.
There is none?
None.
Thank you. Okay, we'll call for a roll call on 2021-20.
Yes, sir. Coleman?
Yes.
Bell?
Yes.
Gregory?
Aye.
Robinson?
Yes.
Tungle?
Yes.
Thank you. On a roll call vote of 5-0, the resolution 2021-20 has passed. Item 2 under new business, resolution 2021-21, resolution of the Unalaska City Council approving scholarships to be awarded to the graduating seniors at the Unalaska High School. Motion and second, please.
Move to adopt resolution 2021-21.
Second.
Moved by Councilman Gregory, second by Councilman Tungle. I'll turn this over to the city manager.
Yes, thank you. As the memo outlines, council approves a resolution every year that approves scholarships for graduating seniors and includes $35,000 in the FY21 budget just for that purpose. In order to keep the list of recipients and their awards a surprise, this information has been provided confidentially to city council members. I believe that Council Member Coleman served on the scholarship committee this year, and so thank you for that. And she might have additional information to share with you, but staff recommends approval and congratulations to the graduating seniors.
Okay, thank you. This time we'll have a discussion on the resolution 2021-21, and I'll call on Councilman Coleman. You served on that committee. Thank you very much.
Yes, thank you. So the committee met last week and thoroughly reviewed the applications, and we had followed through our matrix and had a discussion, and we're pleased to be able to offer the $35,000 to our recipients this year. So I would ask that the council support the committee's decision. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Councilman Coleman. Councilman Tungo.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I never served on that thing, so on that commission, so I kind of got a quick question. I see 18 applicants for this scholarship, and we awarded 17. I was wondering, did one of them backed out, or I don't know if that's the right question. I thought we usually give everybody pretty much to apply for the scholarship if they're going to be using it for school. I don't know, can I ask for that? But I'll be in full support of this. I was just hoping everybody that apply will get something back. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Tungo. Councilman Gregory?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor. I've had the pleasure and honor of serving on this committee in the past, and I've always been very much impressed with the quality of the applications and of those students who are applying. Our school district is just amazing at the quality and caliber of those students that they turn out. So this is wonderful to be able to support that, and I thank the school administration for doing such a and teachers and parents for doing such a wonderful job with these students. It's unbelievable how well prepared they are, and it's great for our community. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Councilman Gregory. Councilman Bell?
I'll just say congratulations to the graduating class of 2021, and I will be in support of this resolution. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Councilman Bell, Councilman Robinson?
Yes, thank you. And thank you, Council Member Coleman, for stepping up. And a good congratulations to the class of 2021. I think we have some very bright students here, mainly because we have a good school. And I'll support this resolution. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Councilman Robinson. I got a memo here I'd like to read from Terry Morse, from the school counselor on Alaska City School District. Received the committee met, as we know, on Friday, April 23rd, 2021. We had 18 applicants out of 24. On Alaska City School seniors awarded 17 scholarships. The scholarship amounts will be totaling $35,000. That'll be. There is also some more information here regarding the graduation, along with certificates handed out at that time. Seating at the graduation will be very limited due to the pandemic. Graduation will be aired live on KUCB. So we look forward to seeing that and being part of that program. And congratulations to the graduating class of 2021. Hearing no more comments, I'll call for a roll call on 2021-21.
Yes, sir. Gregory?
Aye.
Bell?
Yes.
Coleman?
Yes.
Robinson?
Yes.
Tungle?
Yes.
Thank you. On a roll call vote of 5-0, 5 in favor, 2021-21 has passed. Resolution. Next item is item 3, resolution 2021-22, a resolution of the City Council, of the Unalaska City Council, establishing the sum to be made available from the City of Unalaska to the Unalaska School District for fiscal year 2022.
Move to adopt resolution 2021-22.
Second.
Moved by Councilman Gregory, seconded by Councilman Tungle. I'll turn this over to the city manager.
Yes, thank you, Mayor and Council. UCSD outlined their FY22 funding request with Council at the April 12th special meeting. This resolution before you tonight actually formalizes the sum that the city will make available to UCSD in the coming year. As written, the resolution approves fully funding the requested amount, and staff recommends approval.
Okay, thank you. At this time, I'll call on the council for comments and questions they may have. Councilman Tungle.
I will be in full support of this. I've always been a big fan of the school, the way they teach our kids in here. We're top of the line in here. Great appreciation with Mr. John Conwell and all the staff of the school. We're a lot of community, they envy us. So now we, how much support this community put out to the school, and the way and they show, it shows how they perform when they go out and pursue their college education. And I thank you, Mr. Conwell. I'll be in full support of this. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Tungle. Councilman Gregory.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. It's always a highlight to be able to sit up here and to be able to provide this level of funding for our school. It really makes me feel good. And, you know, it's the taxpayers' money, but we've never, ever got anybody saying, oh, no, don't do that. It's like, how can we give more? How can we give more to make our school better and better? So I am in full support of this. Thanks.
Okay, thank you, Councilman Gregory. Next, I've got Councilman Robinson.
Yes, thank you. There is no better investment than the investment in education. That is our future. That's our children's future. And I've always contended that there's no amount of money that's enough for education. But thank you. I support this fully.
Okay, thank you, Councilman Robinson. Next, Councilman Bell.
I will be in support of this resolution as presented. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Bell. Councilman Coleman.
Thank you. So, as highlighted earlier, this is actually a fairly significant increase request for this fiscal year. But I do, if I recall from the presentation given, that the school is still having to dip first to meet the budget. Is that, I mean, did I have that right, Mr. Conwell, since you're here?
That's what we anticipate.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, I hope both of those trends change a bit. Definitely, we just can't continue on that road. I mean, I'll support this, of course, because it is an investment in our future. But I do hope that things are able to change a bit in that direction. So thank you.
Okay, thank you, Councilman Coleman. There Being no further comments from council members, I'll call for a roll call on resolution 2021-22. Public? Public comment. Do they have anybody on the Zoom or telephone?
No, sir.
No public comment? Okay.
Roll call vote. Bell?
Yes.
Coleman?
Yes.
Robinson?
Yes.
Tungle?
Yes.
Gregory?
Aye.
On a roll call vote of 5-0 in favor of resolution 2021-22 passes. Our next item on new business, item 4, ordinance 2021-09, first reading creating a budget amendment number 7 to the fiscal year 2021 budget, appropriating an additional $300,000 from the Water Preparatory Fund for the Pyramid Water Treatment Plant Chlorine Upgrade Project. Need a motion and a second.
Move to adopt ordinance 2021-09.
Second.
Moved by Councilman Tungle, seconded by Councilman Bell. This time I'll turn it over to the city manager.
Yes, thank you, Mayor and Council. Staff reviewed this concept with Council at the April 12th Council meeting as part of our CMMP review. If we get a jump start on this project with this project amendment, we have a chance to benefit from some cost savings. As discussed last night, staff has reduced the CMMP request for FY22 by $300,000 in order to match this budget amendment for FY21. Any savings that might be realized would be realized in FY22. Staff recommends approval.
Okay, thank you. At this time, I'll call the council members. Councilman Coleman.
I don't have any questions. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Coleman. Councilman Bell.
Yeah, I'll support this. I have no further questions. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Bell. Councilman Robinson.
Yes, I support this. No further. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Robinson. Councilman Gregory.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor. I think this is a very good project. Getting rid of gaseous chlorine is a good thing. This stuff is dangerous stuff. And so this is a good project. Glad to see it moving forward. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Gregory. Councilman Tungle?
I'll be impulse support of this, especially if we're going to be making some savings in the future. The next, be nice to see that savings. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Tungle. Is there a public comment? Written or on Zoom or in the chambers?
No, sir.
Okay, thank you. Call for a roll call on ordinance 2021-09.
Robinson?
Yes.
Tungle?
Yes.
Coleman?
Yes.
Gregory?
Aye.
Bell?
Yes.
Roll call vote of 5-0. Ordinance 2021-09 passes first reading. The next item on our agenda is item 12, directives to the city manager. Or council members have any directives? Hearing none, move on to item 13, community input and announcements. Members of the public may provide information to council and make announcements of interest to the community. Anyone in chambers? Anyone on Zoom or telephone?
No, sir.
Okay. Just remember the The cleanup starts May 1st to the 14th. What's the status of the bags? Anybody know? They're here? All right. Somebody asked me about that today.
And Mr. Mayor?
I haven't seen any, so. Yeah, Councilman Robinson? Who? Who?
John, it was Mr. Blakely.
Mr. Mayor, you asked about the status of the bags. The bags will be ready to be picked up at PCR on the 30th, which is a Friday. And so come into PCR and get your bags, and then go out and pick up the area and take a picture and send it into the portal. And there's an opportunity for some prizes and different things like that. So we look forward to everybody in the community participating and having a good cleanup. And if the weather holds, it'll be great. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. I was going to ask Councilman Tungo, don't come by my house. Those are valuable stuff later on there.
I'm just kidding.
Well, thank you.
Mr. Mayor, if I could.
Yes, go ahead.
I'm going to put my Girl Scout troop leader hat on, and it has been quite an interesting year with COVID and Girl Scouting, and we really haven't been able to do all that much. But this weekend, at least, and I'm nervous I'm going to forget somebody, but I know that there are at least two young women who, and I'm going to start crying, but who are going to bridge into adulthood tonight or this weekend. And Alicia Peters and Vivian Nguyen have both been Girl Scouts forever. And they are graduating and bridging into a Girl Scout adults. So it's a pretty big feat. And so if you see those two girls running around town, please congratulate them for their hard work and commitment over the years to Girl Scouting and to community service.
Scouting is a great program. I congratulate them. I myself went through it in Oregon when I was in school there. So that was a great program for me. I liked it. Any more comments? Public comments? Nothing? All right. Well, thank you very much. At this time, I'll ask for a motion and a second to go into executive session to discuss negotiations with the public employees and...
I'll make a motion to adjourn to executive session to discuss personal and financial matters related to the PSEA contract negotiations, which, if discussed in public, might negatively impact the interests of the city.
Second.
Moved by Councilman Gregory to go into executive session, seconded by Councilman Tungo. We are in executive session at 7:14 p.m., and we'll be back online after our executive session is over. Thank you.
Mr. Mayor, is it your intention to go back on record after the executive session or to adjourn immediately following? I don't believe there are any action items following the executive. Okay.